A reading from the Book of Wisdom. When peaceful silence lay over all, and night had run the half of her swift course, down from the heavens, from the royal throne, leapt your all-powerful word. Into the heart of a doomed land, the stern warrior leaped. Carrying your unambiguous command like a sharp sword, he stood and filled the universe with death. He touched the sky, yet trod the earth. For to keep your children from all harms, the whole creation, obedient to your commands, was once more and newly fashioned in its nature. Overshadowing the camp there was a cloud. Where water had been, dry land was seen to rise. The Red Sea became an unimpeded way. The tempestuous flood, a green plain. Sheltered by your hand, the whole nation passed across, gazing at these amazing miracles. They were like horses at pasture. They skipped like lambs, singing your praises, Lord, their deliverer. Today we're celebrating in Dublin the feast of Laurence O'Toole, or Lorcan O'Toole. I grew up in a parish where there was a strong Church of Ireland community. It was a simple world for children. Catholics and Protestants, there was certainly no conflicts or anything. We knew there was differences, and we often asked, and what is the difference? We were just told, Catholics or Protestants don't believe in Mary. Many, many years later, I had to answer that question again, and as a teacher, I had to explain to the final year students what were the main differences between Catholicism and Anglicanism. I thought, what a difficult thing to do. Can't even be done in a line. Certainly wasn't as we were when we were children. Couldn't even probably do it in a million lines. So I decided I'd cheat. I brought in a CD. It was a CD of Bach's Matthew's Passion. The opening chorus, two double choirs singing SATB and a boys' choir in between answering. An absolute beautiful sound, voices coming from everywhere. And out of many voices, a beautiful harmony. And when we finished that, played a song by Lorena McKennett, Canadian folk singer. And she was singing her setting of the words of John of the Cross's Dark Night of the Soul. It was quiet, but haunting. And when it was over, remember just saying, that's maybe the only difference there is. Protestantism is order-seeking beauty. Catholicism, beauty-seeking order. Now today is the feast of Laurence O'Toole, Lorcan. He was the Archbishop of Dublin in the 12th century, and he's one of four Irishmen who's actually been formally canonised. He lived at a time when religious practice in Ireland was certainly poor, and public morality was at an all-time low, and he worked hard to bring everybody back into some kind of a line in all the unruly parishes of Dublin, mine included. In those days, the difference, though, wasn't as simple as the differences we draw between Catholic and Protestant. There seems to have been some kind of a free-for-all with different austerities in different parishes according to who was there. And Lorcan worked hard to restore common communion and practices throughout his entire diocese. In his case, it was certainly order set out to bring communion. And for that, the man is a saint. There are many other Irish saints who have inspired and encouraged us throughout the years. We count thousands of saints in our own national calendar, but these haven't been canonised by any order. These were all canonised by popular acclaim, and each of those also for us is very much a real saint. And then I think of Dominicans, and I often think of us as living saints. And saints come in two kinds. There are some who try to guide people to God, bit like the Good Shepherd as their main example. There's others who are more like the Sermon on the Mount. If you tell people what's right, they'll eventually get the message and they'll go along themselves. We have very different approaches to the way we believe the word should be preached. And sadly, sometimes we even fight about it. And it often strikes me funny that families, communities, our order, and even countries are even seeking the same thing. But just because they have different ways of starting off and they have different ways of executing their plans, different approaches, they spend all our time and so much of our energies fighting each other at a level that has nothing to do with where we're going. and we criticize each other on the way. We call it democracy. We're very proud of it as Dominicans. We love our democratic traditions. But when you think of it, democracy is really not the rule of the people, as the name infers. Democracy is the rule of the majority. Slight or overwhelming, doesn't matter. It always means some people are left out. And that's when we sometimes impose from above and just say, no, this is order and we will get the beauty this way, rather than allowing other things to blossom underneath our feet. In the end, it all falls back at our own feet, because, after all, we make all our own divisions ourselves. As an order, one of our missions has always been to heal divisions wherever they can be. Disputes between neighbours, between the creator and the creature. Disputes between the strong and the weak. We have a beautiful tradition within our church, finding holiness in every corner. And in our order and in our church, we have many Lorcan O'Tooles today who work in order to keep things going. But we also have the kind of the unruly, the Brendan the Navigators, who have a different way of doing things, but are saints nevertheless. If we allow people to be that little bit different to us in the way they do things, if we try by being a little bit more patient with people that don't do it the right, which is another word for my way, and if we put an awful lot more love into things, we would find that it'd be a far better testament, the gospel of Jesus Christ, than anything else we've done. From my books at this stage, I know what the difference between a Catholic and a Protestant is. From my experience, I just know the Protestants are every bit as desirous of the salvation of all humanity as I am and all other Catholics. Are we left-wing? Are we right-wing? Conservative? Liberal? Young? Old? Bullies? Or hippies? Saints come from many, many quarters. And we still work better when we respect each other's hearts enough to be able to learn from each other. Amen.